Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, alligator news, Shark Week, and Captain Dave. It's all coming up right after this.
Hi, Jess Hooker here.
And I'm Chick McGee. Remember the Off the Air podcast?
I do.
We're back.
What?
That's right. It's on the Bob and Tom VIP section of the Bob and Tom, BobandTom.com.
Yeah.
Just hook yourself up with the VIP and wham, there you've got video of the show in the morning. You've got all the Bob and Tom 24/7 goodies and you get the Off the Air podcast.
Yeah. And you can sign up monthly or you can sign up yearly and save money.
Try it out. And then, of course, you're going to sign up you and your friends for the rest of your life. So do it now.
Yeah. Gift it.
Audiences are packing theaters to see Pixar's latest masterpiece, Finding Nemo. Bob and Tom Pictures, eager to cash in on any opportunity we see, is proud to introduce our new animation division, Dixar.
I love it here in the ocean. It's so free and liberating. I can do anything I want to in my wet and salty home in the sea. I can swim fast. I can even eat this juicy, delicious worm who is conveniently dangling right in front of me.
Little Nemo is going on the adventure of his life. Don't miss Crying Nemo.
Oh, Jesus! Help me!
Catch Nemo yourself in theaters before Frigamall gets the cease and desist from Pixar. Crying Nemo. Only from Bob and Tom Pictures.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Now, Pat, I know you've been working on some songs.
Look at your goofy visage. If you're not seeing this on YouTube, look at Griswold.
Tom's Mick Jagger pose.
Goofy mug.
I don't know where they got that picture.
With your pouting lips.
Well, you had to have posed for it at some point.
I did, but I did not approve that.
Are you saying prune?
Oh, that happens all the time.
Yeah,
here.
No kidding.
I want to draw a mustache on that so bad.
Well, it's my cardboard cutout in there. Now, we have a hunk of interesting stuff coming up, including... Do you have any
of the... animal news.
Do you have any of the alligator stories?
Alligator stories? Oh, that was from last week. Sure, I have that.
All right. A ton of them.
Police in Idaho captured an errant alligator. Officers with the Nampa Police Department responded to a call from a guy who reported finding an alligator underneath his camp trailer in the backyard.
Police in Idaho.
Yeah. They encountered a 6-foot gator and called Idaho Fish and Game for help.
Help.
Corporal Tona Merrick said, quote, "We just assisted with taping his mouth so there wouldn't be any incidental snaps."
Yes.
You don't want that. The alligator, an escaped pet, was soon reunited with its owner, who had lost track of the animal while cleaning its cage.
Why is it legal to have a 6-foot alligator?
I don't know.
Perhaps teaching reasons. He goes around to schools and talks about alligators.
Maybe it's a bill of rights. I can keep him bearing alligator. I mean, I can.
What else are you supposed to keep in a moat?
Yeah, well, I guess.
That's true.
Yeah.
Any self-respecting moat, you got to have gators.
You're going to put a sea lion in there, no one's going to be scared.
Yeah.
How do you lose a 6-foot alligator?
I don't know.
It's with your keys, right? No, that's it.
No, it's you give them the money for the pizza and say get off the porch.
That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
Well, that's just one alligator. We have more?
No, I don't. Do we? I don't have any more alligators.
We had a ton last week.
We have them all from last
week. Just hear the song, Godwin.
Yeah. Oh, does he have a song?
Here's the alligator song.
I assumed that's why we were...
Here's Pat. He's an alligator now.
There was a story from last week where an Alabama man found an alligator in his swimming pool.
Oh.
Stephen McMullen of Mobile woke up Friday to find the reptile swimming in his pool.
I'm going Mobile.
In a video, McMullen took of the incident, you can hear him ask, what in the blue blazes is this? I'm flabbergasted. If you own an alligator and you're missing one, it's in my backyard pool. Come and get it.
I'd like to congratulate this guy. I would not have said, what in the blue blazes is this?
What would you use to next?
I would have had a profanity laced as I jumped up on the nearest table.
I don't know. Isn't there a part of you, though, see that and go, well, that's got to be a fake out. Somebody put a fake alligator in my pool as a joke.
Remember the one last year where there was a real alligator lying on top of the floating fake alligator in
his
pool?
Yeah. Sure, that was meta, very meta. I don't know.
Well, and then there's the Florida man who was once bitten by an alligator.
Twice shy?
No, he's been bitten by a shark now. Justin Stoller is no stranger to shark encounters.
That's a once bitten, twice shy joke right there. Come on, that's funny.
What a song.
Sorry, I'm sorry, I missed it. What was it again?
So she said who was once bitten.
By an alligator.
And I said twice shy.
Yes.
And then you said.
Has been bitten by a shark.
And I said great white.
Yeah.
Which ties in once bitten twice shy.
Perfect. Oh, nice.
I mean, it couldn't have been more perfect.
I got it.
But I was thinking that was a Mott the Hoople song.
What?
They did it first.
It is.
Oh, that
was covered by Great White.
It would have been much funnier if it was a Mott the Hoople
joke. I didn't know that was a cover.
I didn't know it was a cover either.
Let me tell you something. It's no Happy Jack. That's all I know.
Happy Jack.
I didn't know that was a cover song.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to this, boy. This is hummable. You sing this all day long.
Happy Jack wasn't told, but he was.
I thought that was I would never have guessed that was the Who.
It's the Who doing Herman's Hermit.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
It's a great song.
That's like early Who. That's what early Pink Floyd sounds like, too. And
the record exec goes, Pete, we need something that the blue hairs will like.
Yeah.
Play Happy Jack.
Play me a Happy Jack.
So the point is, this guy is bitten by a shark. He's already been bitten by an alligator.
It sounds like itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, that Happy Jack song.
Yeah, it does. But yeah, this guy's got bad luck, Tom.
Yeah. Justin Stoller, no stranger to shark encounters, but has never been bitten by one until last week. While vacationing in the Florida Keys with his family, the 38-year-old dove underwater to inspect an injured fish when he said he felt the attack from an 8-foot lemon shark.
Good!
After getting back into the boat, his family took Stoller to the hospital, where he received 24 stitches. Stoller believes the shark was interested in the fish, of course, rather than him, and harbors no ill will against the shark.
24 stitches? It's like 40-something.
Yeah,
he may want to change his sunscreen, which may, for a shark, maybe marinade.
Yeah. Oh, this guy tastes like coconut.
I'll save that injured fish.
Yes. Yeah, what?
Just leave it alone. It's nature, dude.
Hey, honey, bleed into the water for me. I'm going to go swim. Yeah.
Fish don't get injured. Fish just turn into bait.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
That's very good, Willie.
That's a half-eaten fish is what that was.
Right?
Well, that just means a shark got to him before he did.
So he's been bitten by a shark and an alligator, which leads
right.
Pat, I understand you have an alligator song for us.
I do.
You're just getting the guitar?
That was our alligator
right there
hunk.
All the time.
Mike.
Calm down.
This is officially the longest setup in the history of the show.
And they always work so well when they're set up in such a lengthy manner.
Yeah,
Christy, I'm going to sing a song now. Here we go.
Okay, I'm going to pay attention now.
All right. It's sexy time for the Gators. That's why this is all happening.
Oh, yeah.
Gator life, how hard they try to cross the road to get to the girl on the other side. That's right. Speeding cars on busy streets won't stop this reptile from getting what he wants when the gal's in heat. Don't try and move them to the Everglades. You know why?
Why?
One thing on his mind. He wants to get laid. He wants some ass. He's a horny alligator. He's a horny alligator. Watch out, he's an amputator. Doesn't have hands, no masturbator. Daytona to Tampa to land to deceive. Typical male. From Jacksonville all the way to Key West, Hollywood wants his tail. She's in his grasp, he's a horny alligator. A all it wants to do is mate that horny alligator. Hey, he'll see you later. Horny alligator.
All right. The song's even funnier if you picture an alligator in, like, sunglasses sort of leering.
Sharday.
Yeah.
Or as I like to call her, Sade.
Yeah, that's a...
Or Sade.
It's her name. She can pronounce Sade, it any way Sharday. She wants.
There's no R in there.
It's not up to you.
Sorry.
You don't get to tell her how to say her name.
There were rules about letters, Mr. Krzyzewski.
Aren't you the Van Huff guy? I mean, it's not spelled with an H.
Yeah, you Van say Gogh? Van Huff, yeah.
He
yeah,
has, you're big he on has that. Morals and standards until his own comes into question.
Exactly.
He is a massive hypocrite. There's nothing we can do about it. The man lacks integrity, Josh.
There's just nothing there. He's just a shell.
I'm going to call her Sade, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Call her whatever you want.
Love that song.
Just don't call her late for dinner, huh?
Okay. Well, she can't put away the chow. I know that.
Really? She's quite slender for some.
No, of course.
Oh, she vomits.
Just the old joke.
Have you seen her? We have
more sharks in the news because, of course, it's Shark Week.
I love Shark Week.
The coronavirus pandemic forced people to stay put for a while, but gave scientists who study sharks a rare opportunity. Ocean spots cleared of fishing boats and other intrusions by COVID-19 quarantine saw increased and even unusual marine life behavior.
Oh.
A Discovery Channel Shark Week jumped through hoops to capitalize on the brief window. The 32nd annual slate of All Things Shark, airing for 8 days beginning Sunday, yesterday, with a record 24 shows, and includes a pair taped earlier this year during the lull. So we'll get to see what it was like out there
in the
quieted ocean.
I guess the question is, Christy, is that really unusual behavior, or would it be usual behavior if all that fishing traffic wasn't out there?
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating.
Isn't the ocean usually pretty quiet anyway? When you take it as a whole, there's a lot of it.
Yeah, I bet it gets pretty silent out there.
Yeah, pretty generally fairly quiet.
I don't know.
This is a storm.
I happened to be watching a documentary about the ocean yesterday.
Nerd.
And they, thank you. And they said, and this will record underwater sounds, but they didn't play them. I'm like, I want to know what it was.
That's a lot of that.
That pissed me off.
Yeah, a lot of those talking whales. I used to love that. We'll have to play that again.
Oh, I love the talking whale.
A lot of calls. Wait a second.
I want to know what it sounds like in the ocean.
Can you grab that, please?
Hello, Bobby.
Oh, God.
Good morning. It's your old skipper, Captain Dave, calling.
Hey, Captain Dave. How are you?
Well, I'm doing good. I guess you're talking about Shark Week. And
yes.
Oh, boy. You know what kind of people spend the whole week oohing and aahing over sharks?
No.
Idiots that ain't had their arms and legs bitten off by the remorseless beast.
Idiots.
You know, one of them bilge rats at the Discovery Channel know about rows of razor-sharp teeth tearing apart your flesh, breaking your bones, and rendering your wardrobe useless.
That is the side effect.
Not a damn thing, that's what. What kind of sick bastards celebrate sharks? Hey, take it from Captain Dave here. Sharks are the douchebags of the sea.
Oh.
That's right. I lost my right leg to a shark, and I've got the pig leg to prove it.
Oh.
Yeah, the great white has taken everything from me yet once more. You know what the toothy taint does after he's bitten off all your limbs?
What?
He dry humps you like a horny dog.
Oh, that's awful.
Wow.
Yeah, well, that's what's in store for me the next time a great white catches me in the brine. And you know the thing about a shark? He's got lifeless eyes.
Oh.
Black eyes. No. Like a doll's eyes. Until he has his romantic way with you.
Oh.
And then those black eyes roll over white. And all you can do is feel used and dirty and cheap and wondering if you'll ever see him again.
Will he call?
I know. It ain't like he's going to call or text, Josh. That's all there is. Just a quick whap slap. Thank you, Cap.
Thank you, Cap.
Done with you. So you see, sharks got more ways to hurt a person than just biting them in half. So all this week on the Chum Dumpster, we'll go cruising for sharks. I mean, hunting for sharks.
Yeah.
Oh, big difference.
Yeah, we're offering special Shark Week prices, too. One half off normal fare. But we're applying that to limbs. It's half price, but four times four if you're some pussy that's got all your parts.
So you only get the discount if you have an arm.
Don't trouble your head trying to figure out fractions. Just climb aboard the Chum Dumpster for the best Shark Week ever. That's right. That's an order from Captain Dave. Now go back and get to work, would you?
Thank you, Captain.
Goodbye. Who knew that? I didn't know about sharks using you like
romantic. Wow.
Disturbing, yeah.
Yeah, that is really disturbing. so sorry that we had to let you know about that. Christy, what else have you got over there?
The United States National Park Service has shared some tips on what to do during bear encounters. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. The Park Service wrote in a Facebook post, quote, "Please don't run from bears or push your slower friends down in attempts of saving yourself."
Is this legit?
Do that?
That's what it says. The agency recommends moving away slowly and in a sideways direction from a stationary bear. But if you are followed, you should stop and hold your ground. Do not run.
Wow. Hmm.
They also wrote, do not climb a tree. Do not push down a slower friend.
The classics.
It says here, even if you think the friendship has run its course, stay calm and remember that most bears do not want to attack you.
They don't.
They usually just want to be left alone, but don't we all? The agency added, identifying yourself by making noise so the bear knows you are a human, not a prey animal.
Identify yourself. You go, my name's Willie.
That's right.
Because
Willie.
If he knows your name, he's less likely to hurt you, chick.
They recommend using your voice. Waving and showing off your opposable thumb means nothing to the bear. They don't care. They want to hear your voice.
You're supposed to talk to the bear.
Yes. You can find additional tips on surviving bear encounters on the National Park Service's website. So, yeah.
Okay.
Would you have the wherewithal to stand there and go, hey, bear?
No. It would be awfully hard not to run.
Yeah, you're going to forget all this stuff and you're going to run. Yeah.
I would do it.
Well, that's why that woman last week or week before was shown and she was standing there and the bear came up to her and just stood on her shoulder and wanted to take a picture with her and she just stood there and he just moseyed off.
I'd do it because I wouldn't want to be torn apart by a bear.
In Revenant.
You'd what, run?
I would. That kind of, I'd raise my hands and go, hey, bear!
I'm here!
Yeah.
That's kind of like your Aruba Ray.
Hey, bear!
I'd like a permanent job in the tropics.
Work for me. We'll never have to bury a body again. I'll feed it to you.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, these aren't jokes, as you'll find out momentarily.
The czar of yucks.
He is the czar of contemporary culture. It's Ace Gosby.
Why didn't the cheese want to get sliced?
Why didn't the cheese want to get sliced?
It had greater plans.
Greater plans.
I got to be honest with you. It took me. I wouldn't have gotten it if you hadn't reinforced it. I didn't.
You just sat there looking at him.
You have a nice grater, cheese grater.
I do.
What if he had said, "Why didn't the Parmesan want to be sliced?"
Wait a minute.
Do you think you would?
And now it's Josh Arnold with Fix the Joke Baby with apologies to Bob Zahn. Go ahead, Josh, go.
Why didn't the Parmesan cheese want to get sliced?
I don't know why.
It had greater plans. Would that have enforced?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that would have been nice if you delivered it with gusto instead of the half-assed, phoned-it-in gusto.
Ace says C-. What do you think of that, huh?
Take it away, Christy Lee.
A magnitude 5.1 earthquake along North Carolina's border with Virginia Sunday shook homes, rattled dishes as far away as Atlanta. Serious damage or injuries were immediately reported. The U.S. Geological Survey said the quake was the strongest to rock the region since a magnitude 5.2 quake in 1916.
Oh, wow.
Sunday's rocking the region.
Sunday's trembler, which struck at 8:07 a.m., was centered just southeast of Sparta, North Carolina.
We are Sparta.
100 miles north of Charlotte.
It was right near Mayberry.
Yeah, no kidding. It was.
It was the things haven't been shaken up like that in Mayberry since Jim Neighbors came out of the closet.
What?
I don't think he did on the show.
Did he actually in real life either?
No.
I don't think he did.
No.
But I get a little participation.
Look, I loved it.
Are we just supposed to laugh at anything that falls out of your mouth that we're not supposed to converse? Well,
Mayberry isn't a real place.
No.
Just for starters.
Since when? What High Point, right? Isn't that where they base it or something?
Mount Airy, I think.
They do have a sign that says,
Jim.
Tell us about Mecklenburg County, Pat.
I was in prison there. That's Charlotte area.
Tom, you didn't give me the story, but on an it's not an earthquake, but a lava flow. Indonesia's rumbling Mount Sinabung.
Cinnabon?
Those are
terrible. They sponsored that volcano?
The worst airport kiosk ever. Cinnabon.
Oh, it's Cinnabon? we should get that ass song back out,
it's,
Willie.
It's Sinabung.
Cinnabon.
Mount Cinnabung erupted with a column of volcanic material shooting high into the sky.
Giant hole there, Tom.
Yeah. Sprinkled with cinnamon.
Yes, I like to visit the Cinnabung glory hole.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.